Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everybody?
Great.
You know, I almost forgot what it felt like to wake up on Sunday after the Razorbacks won. And so it's been a good Sunday. Not only is it a good Sunday because the Hogs won, but it's also Youth Sunday. So we're so excited to sort of present the youth to you today. Yes. They're going to be the ushers. They're going to lead you in worship. And we just want to engage them and show you how amazing our youth group is. But like we love the Hogs here, we also love the Lord. And we come here and we worship him. And that's what we're going to do together this morning. So please stand with me and let's worship together. Who breaks the power? Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Sing it out. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. All that you've done for me. Now sing this out this morning. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. You've done for me. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord this morning. Yes. You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light.
whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angels' armies is always by my side. My strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me, yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? Oh, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. God, the God of angel armies, is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. And nothing formed, and nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hand. I'm holding on to your promise. You are faithful, no, nothing formed against me shall stand. God, you hold the world, you hold the whole world in your hand. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful, you are faithful. You are faithful.
I know who goes before.
I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. Yeah. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. So we have a few announcements before we get into the youth program. First of all, we've been hitting this hard the past few weeks, guys. You know Hog on the Hill is coming. We got a beautiful display up here on October 14th. And y'all already know all that. We made you repeat it back. We said it again. It is free. There's going to be great food trucks and all of that. The new source of information, a little birdie told me that there's going to be really cool shirts that are only $15. That's a steal. You get the Hog on the Hill logo. You get sponsors on the back. So that's what we got for Hog on the Hill. Also, we are still looking for volunteers. So wave at the table back there. You can go sign up to be a volunteer at Hog on the Hill. We really appreciate you and need those volunteers. Wednesday night schedule. I'm not a fan of my professors that read the PowerPoint. But basically, we got a full slate of things on Wednesdays, from adult handbells from 5:30 to 6:30. Look, I'm doing it. I'm reading it. September dinners from 5:45 to 6:30. Now, the first September dinner is on Wednesday. Does everyone have a bulletin? You don't have to hold them. Look at me. I am like a teacher. There is a tear-off in your bulletin. You can RSVP. I think it's on the last page. Did someone see that? Maybe. Anyway, if you want a September dinner this September 5th, this Wednesday, tear that off, fill it out, and put it in the plate with your offering. Because I know everyone's going to give an offering anyway. Just stick it in there. We also have, look up there. Great. Youth news. We do have a car wash next Sunday. We thought it was going to be this Sunday, but it's kind of rainy, so good looking out. Come get your car washed. Every donation that you give to the youth will go to for their purposes, for their missions. It's a really great way, and you get a clean car. It's going to be great. Terrific Tuesday. This is this Tuesday, September 4th. The menu looks great. I mean, we got chicken spaghetti, zucchini, and yellow squash, so it's healthy. Garlic bread, not so healthy, and lemon squares. So we have Gail Scott that's going to come and talk about acting fast for stroke awareness. I think I hit all the... Oh, no, one more. Okay. Listen, y'all. Next Sunday is going to be fun. I've been looking forward to it. I have the music picked out for it. It's going to be an awesome Sunday. We do have visitors from Project Zero, which focuses on adoption, and also The Call, which is centered on fostering. And so we'll have representatives from both of those organizations that will come talk to you next Sunday. And it's also the first Sunday of the new Launch Fall series. So the stage will look a little different. Launch will be behind some falling leaves and stuff. It's going to be great. Now we're going to ask our kids to come forward for a special children's moment led by one of our own youth, Hope Cogbill. So we'll play you this great music as the kids come forward.
Hi. Good morning. How are you this morning? Are y'all good? Are y'all like in school? Well, my name is Hope, and I'm really glad you're here this morning. Raise your hand if you've ever done a show and tell in school. Yeah? Well, today I'm going to do a show and tell for you. So this is a polar bear that is from Alaska, and it is very fluffy. And yeah, so today Garrett is going to talk about how he showed God's love on a trip to a country called Guatemala. Just like I showed and told you about what I brought. God likes when we show and tell others about how God loves us. What are some other ways we can show people how God loves us? Do y'all have any ideas? Maybe like praying or singing? So this week, I hope we will try to all show and tell a lot of people about how much God loves us. Okay, we're going to pray now. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Please help us remember to show and talk to others about how much you love us this week. Amen. Amen.
Please stand and join us in worship.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. Stands, and time is in his hands.
may be seated. Our youth praise worship band.
Good morning. Please take time to read over the names on the back of the bulletin as we pray for those who are in need of prayer. Please pray with me. Loving and holy God, thank you for letting us gather here today. Thank you for all the blessings you have given us. Thank you for the ministries of the church, especially our youth group. This morning, I pray a special blessing over everyone in this room. Be with us and keep us safe. God be with those whom we have mentioned needed prayer, as well as those who have needs they have not said out loud. Show them your peace and understanding. And now we pray the prayer you taught your disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning. This morning, I would want to say a special thank you for everyone who gives to our church. Your money benefits all of our church's ministries, including our youth ministry. Because of your financial gifts, our youth ministry is able to have a curriculum for Sunday school and Sunday night programs. Listen for all Wednesday night programs, among other things. Let us pray. God, thank you for everything you have given us. Bless us as we bless our church with our financial gifts. Amen.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon you. Thank you.
Let us pray together. Lord God, we ask that you be with Garrett this morning as he comes and delivers his message about his walk with you and with his faith and how he shared it through the world. And be with him this morning and allow our minds and our hearts to be touched by you this morning, God. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. So, as I've been introduced, my name is Garrett Pritchard. I've been in the youth group here since I was in about sixth grade. And today I'm going to be sharing my experience of a mission trip I went on this past summer to Guatemala. So, if you have your Bibles, you can go to the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of age." So, when Mary first picked this verse out for me to talk about today, I didn't think there could have been a better verse that could have fit what me and about 20 other people did in Guatemala. Because our main goal was to go out to Guatemala and make disciples and friendships with people. And so, like I said, I was accepted into the Hendrix Youth Institute for the second year in a row. The first year we went to a Luther Island in the Bahamas. And this year we went to Quetzaltenango in Guatemala. And so pretty much what the Hendrix Youth Institute is it's a two-week summer camp for rising juniors and seniors for those that are interested in going into ministry. And so pretty much what you do is for the first week, you go and you spend the week on campus at Hendrix, and you take some classes and you really focus on your call to ministry that year. And so both years have been extremely memorable for me. After the first year, I felt a calling to youth ministry, and this year it changed, and I felt a calling to preaching, which is why I'm up here today. So this year in Guatemala was very eye-opening for me, and since this was my last opportunity to do something like this, I really wanted to focus on my calling. And so that's what I did, because this trip, you get to spend a week on campus at Hendrix and a week in another country, and it's 100% free. And so you don't have to pay anything. So you don't get anything like this. So just kind of an overview of the first week, what we did kind of day by day. We would get there, and we'd wake up in the morning, and we would have breakfast, and then that's not my breakfast. And so Hendrix was actually just recently named the number one cafeteria in the nation, so I gained a lot of weight. So we spent the first week, and then we had breakfast every morning, and after that we went to a class, and our first class that we went to was kind of like the origin of the Methodist Church, and about like John Wesley and Asbury and how they kind of created their Methodist churches and kind of moved them all around the country. And so then after that, we had snack time. And that was the highlight of my day every day. So there was this really nice lady. Her name is Miss Lori Mulhorn. She works in the offices at Hendrix. She's the one that set up these snacks for us every single day. And when I tell you that she knows how to make some good food for some teenagers, I mean it. We would walk in there, there'd be a big old plate of bagel bites, there'd be a big old plate of pizza rolls, taquitos, M&Ms, Skittles, big old crock pot of cheese dip. It was everything. So then after we feasted, we had another class to go to, which was the Bible class. And that's really where I kind of felt my call to be a preacher. And there we were given a Bible, and we would go to most of the parables in the Bible, and we'd break them down, analyze them, annotate them, kind of figure out what's being said in each one and how we view it. And we would usually split up into groups of like three or four, and then we would get in our groups and analyze it and everything, and then kind of preach it, teach it to like the rest of the class. And I don't know what it was, because I'm usually not good at public speaking and I don't like classes, but this one like really kind of spoke out to me, and I really enjoyed it, and I looked forward to that class every day. And so then after that we'd have lunch, and then we'd do something different in the afternoon every day. Like one day we went bowling, one day we went to the Methodist Family Health where Amy Shores is now, and kind of did some stuff over there with the kids. And we went to different churches to talk to different ministers about what they do in their position at the church, and kind of learn about the inside details of the church. So in the second week, we went to Guatemala, and that didn't start off too hot. We were in Houston, and we were about to fly off to Guatemala City. We had like a 2 to 3 hour layover, I think. And we're sitting there, and we finally get on the plane, and we get in there, and we sit in the plane on the runway for like an hour and a half, and we don't move at all. So after about 2 hours passed, the pilot finally comes on, and he goes, yeah, so I've reached my limited flight hours this week, so I can't fly y'all. So we had to get off the plane and wait another couple hours for another pilot to come that was at home somewhere. And so then our flight got delayed a while. Then we got on and we flew to Guatemala. And so when we got to Guatemala City, we were all tired. The bus ride, or the ride over there, is going to be a couple hours. We were just ready to get there, eat, go to bed, and then get up the next morning and start the week. So we get to Guatemala City, and, you know, my spoiled U.S. kid instincts came in, and I was kind of like, so we're about to get out, we're about to get in this nice car, drive like 2 hours, eat, you know, just hang out. And so we get there, and one of the translators that came with us, she goes, all right, get your bags and put it on that bus right there. And so I kind of turn around and I look at the bus, and it is this giant blue chicken bus. And I'm like, that one, that bus, that's the bus we're taking. She was like, yeah. So we get in, there's no AC or anything, but luckily it was like 75 degrees out there the entire time, so it felt really good. So we get there, and then about halfway on the way to Quetzaltenango, the bus pops a tire. So now we're stranded on the side of the road. We walk to this restaurant, eat some food, and then we get on the bus and go back to Quetzaltenango. And so the two-hour bus ride ended up being about 6 to 7 hours. And then we got home like at midnight or something. I had to get up the next morning for church. But I'm not just going to spread out my entire 2 weeks, so I'm just going to really point out and talk about my best experiences of the trip with y'all. And one of them was playing with the kids. Because you see like on YouTube and on commercials and everything, you see people playing with kids in Kenya or Chile or, you know, anything like that. And you're just, for me, I've always kind of want to be like, I really want to do that, just to be able to go out to another country and do God's work and be able to touch other people's hearts. And so whenever I heard, whenever we were going to Guatemala, that we were going to be able to play with the kids a lot, I was like, oh yeah. And so we did that, and right before we left, at the end of the week, right before we left, Michelle Moore, one of the adults that went with us, kind of like sat us down. She was like, guys, you have absolutely no idea how much you've touched the kids' hearts here. And so we were like, that's, you know, that was really powerful to hear, because that's what something I've always wanted to do, and just being able to hear that was like really reassuring, because I didn't feel like I had done enough. And so another one of my favorite experiences was just having fellowship with everyone there. Like I said, this was my second time doing this, and you just make unbelievable friendships and bonds with people that are like everlasting, and you're only with them for 2 weeks. And You know, you think, oh, I'm with people my age for 2 straight weeks. I'm about to be ready to choke somebody out at the end of this thing. But it's really not that bad. That's me and some buddies working, doing some pipes and stuff. And then it wasn't just the people we were with that we had good fellowship with. It was the kids, and then we also became really good friends with some of the adults that were there helping, with like the construction workers that came out and helped us. We became really good friends with them. And by the end of the week, we ended up playing this huge, gigantic soccer game with us and the kids and the preacher who was out there in a full-on suit playing soccer. That's full dedication. And so another one of my favorite experiences was the Thursday night that we were in Guatemala. We had gone up to this overlook over the city of Quetzaltenango, and it was beautiful up there. And this picture was, so, well, before I start that, at the beginning of the week at Hendrix, we were put into small groups, like 3 or 4 small groups of everyone there. And they would kind of do something called a pop-up worship. So, like, say they wanted you to worship at 7 o'clock, they would tell you at, like, 6 o'clock, hey, you're about to worship in an hour. And so you'd have to get with your small group and kind of make up something real quick, like who's going to speak, what songs are we going to play, that kind of thing. Well, my group didn't do that while we were at Hendrix. We did it at the Overlook in Guatemala in the gazebo. And I'm not quite sure what it was about this service, but it was really touching for everybody. Usually in all the other services, we kind of just, you know, had a good time, had a good short worship service. But in this one, like, I guess God was really moving through this because everyone just, like, was bawling eyes. And, like, it was a really quiet bus ride all the way back to where we were staying at. But it was a really good service. And so then lastly, my favorite experience by far was the church service that we went to Sunday morning. And I didn't really know what to expect. I mean, I knew we were going to go in there speaking English, and they were going to go in there speaking Spanish. We weren't going to know what they were saying or what was going on. But about halfway through, I kind of realized that, like, their service was, like, exactly like ours. Like, they would do announcements and then song and then kids' moments and everything, just like in the exact order that we did. So it kind of made me feel like I was at home a little bit. And then all of us kind of started to realize, because, like, the first few songs that they played to start out their service were, like, songs that we'd never heard before, just like their own songs. And then about the middle of the service, they started playing songs that we knew, like some of the songs that we've sung up here this morning. And we were able to, like, kind of catch the beat to it and be able to sing with it. And so it became really powerful to me that, you know, all the Guatemalan people over here on the left side of the church singing and worshiping God, and then we were all over here on the right side of the church all singing and worshiping that same song and the same God. The only difference was that we weren't speaking the same language. And as we're about to enter the communion stage here, like in communion, God says, you know, the body of Christ, we are one whole body in Christ. And just to be able to come together with the Guatemalan people, to know that everything going on in the world, that we could be hundreds of thousands of miles away from the Guatemalans, but they are still, like, worshiping the same God as we are here at the same exact time. And it's just really reassuring that we truly are one whole body in Christ. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak your word in front of everybody here this morning. I'd like to thank you for giving the youth group the opportunity to show what they can do and worship this morning. I thank you for everyone that came out to show support for the youth group and show their love to us this morning. And I pray that you keep everyone safe, and I pray for all those prayer requests that were spoken and unspoken. In God's name I pray, amen.
As Garrett has reminded us today, we are the one body of Christ, worshiping and celebrating Christ's sacrifice and the gift of our eternal salvation. And we're doing that with people all over the world. So may our minds, our bodies, and our spirits be in the realm of Holy Communion right now. Christ our Lord invites us to his table, all who follow him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law, and we have rebelled against your love. Not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and
praise. It is right, and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks unto God, and he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, all of you, for this is my body given for you for the forgiveness of sins. Eat it as often as you do in remembrance of me. And after the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks unto God and he gave it to his disciples and said, drink ye this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink it as often as you do in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen. I invite the launch band and singers to come, as well as those who are assisting me this morning. And please know that in the United Methodist Church, we observe an open communion. And if you happen to be visiting with us today and not a member of the church, that absolutely is not a requirement. We welcome you to the Lord's table. Also, you'll see this basket here, which is provided for any of you that wish to give an extra donation to our community assistance fund, helping those who come by the church and need their special assistance. And as always, we have the gluten-free wafer for any that care to have that as well. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for these, your bountiful gifts. We have come to your table. We have accepted your invitation. We have feasted on your grace and your mercy. And now we rise up, being thankful for our eternal salvation, being thankful for the sacrifice of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And now we are prepared to go out into this world and to share that grace with someone in need of knowing Jesus Christ. May we rise to your challenge, to your opportunity to do these things in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. would invite the congregation to stand as we prepare to sing our closing song today. And as always, we invite any that feel led to become a part of Asbury United Methodist Church to come forward and to let me know that. We would love to have you as a part of our official family here. And as always, the prayer rails are open for your prayers.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with the song of deliverance from my enemies. Till all my fears are gone, I'm no longer
been blessed today by our youth. Their wonderful testimony, their witness of commitment and love for Jesus Christ, their lifting up of praise and song, their lifting up of their talents as they can play the instruments that God gives. They have witnessed to us. We must take that witness and go out into the world and share that same kind of commitment, that same kind of love to all that we see, that same kind of excitement and enthusiasm. May we do that in the spirit of our living God. Amen.